This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We've just landed in Accra, subhanAllah, in Ghana. And the weather seems to be decent. The people here are, mashallah, you know. It's a good thing, alhamdulillah. And we're about to meet the brothers who are here to receive us, most probably, in the next few minutes, inshallah. So far, so good, mashallah. So Ghana is relatively developed compared to other countries. The population speak quite clear English. I know the accent is also quite a good accent, in the sense that it's easily understood by lots of those who speak English. Sometimes you visit a country where they speak English, but the accent's a little bit tough to decipher. Same applies to Arabic in some countries. You could be speaking Arabic, but you know nothing because of the accent and how they speak. Hi, my brother. How are you? Great. Yeah, so, here goes. Okay. We've arrived at the immigration, so we're just going to be seeing this, and we are going further, hopefully. Ahlan. Salaam alaikum. Salam. How are you, brother? MashaAllah. Salam alaikum.
Sheikh, my brother. We are finally here. How is things? You are good.
MashaAllah. Barakallah. Jazakallah. My passport and that is in there. Salam alaikum.
Kif halak? Kif khair? Please.
Kasim.
Salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Salam alaikum. Kif halak? Tayyib. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, we've arrived in Ghana. We just jumped into the vehicle of brother Tariq. And we're going to the hotel. It was quite a smooth entry. We just had to show our yellow card, the health vaccinations, not to do with corona, but more to do with yellow fever. Normally in the African countries, if you're traveling, you should have that. It lasts 10 years. You take one jab and for 10 years, you're safe. Meaning you're good to go in the airports. And then stamp. And we waited for the bags for a few minutes. And now, mashallah, we're on our way to the hotel. So, brother Abu Bakr, tell us about the preparations for this peace and unity convention in Ghana, because it started off in Nigeria, and mashallah, we've had it for many years. So, what prompted you to come through to Ghana with the same concept?
Well, alhamdulillah, really, it was just a dream that we had of saying that we wanted to expand to other African countries that had the same culture with us in Nigeria, and then make it a global event, having seen the impact that it made, especially in Nigeria, in our community. And Ghana for us was a first choice. Number one, because of the similar cultures, similar backgrounds, a lot of the relationship we've had between Nigeria and Ghana.
I see. It's just a... Salam alaikum. Salam. Let me greet these guys, because... How are you, brother? How are you, brother? You are good. May Allah bless you. Grant you. Amen. Maiduguri. Yes, yes.
Baraimul Imam.
Borno, yes.
Baraimul Imam, Maiduguri.
Yes, yes, yes. MashaAllah. Barakallah fiqh. Ratahallah. Yes, yes. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah fiqh. So these are people on the street, but the last time I saw, they were selling CDs of mine. We stopped and we asked them, "Do you know this guy?" They said, "Yes, we know." I said, but then he looked at me, he said, "But you are the same guy, you know?"
Allah,
it was very different. MashaAllah. So, you know, what I noticed about Ghana, it's just 40 minutes away from Abuja, right? By flight?
Just 40 minutes away from Abuja.
Yes, amazing. That's amazing. Yes. And the cultures are similar. This place reminds me more of Zimbabwe, because I think the colonial history is not too different. It's quite similar. Even I see that the police and the way they operate, the roads, the traffic lights, everything is just like how Zimbabwe works. So if you were to come from Accra to Harare, you won't really find a big difference. Besides that, Ghana's Accra is a little bit bigger and it has more development than Harare. Harare is less population, I'm guessing. But alhamdulillah, beautiful place. Yeah, so we are praying that everything goes well. So when are we kicking off? Tomorrow?
Inshallah. So we start off officially tomorrow with the
That's TV, Jumu'ah.
Jumu'ah. So there are TV and radio interviews that are scheduled, I think majorly TV stations. And then after that, we have the Jumu'ah. And after the Jumu'ah, we have a motivational evening dinner, similar to what we did in Abuja last year. We started that off in Nigeria last year, and it was quite a huge hit because there were a number of people who got to see what One Ummah was doing, and they got to have a more intimate interaction with the scholars. And then Saturday, we have the PUC commence proper itself. So the lecture starting at the Accra International Conference Center. And on Sunday, we fly to Kumasi to give a brief lecture there, and then we fly back to have the last tail end of the convention in Accra.
So basically, we're going to fly to another city in the morning and fly Inshallah. Back in the afternoon.
Yes.
In time for another lecture in the afternoon.
In the afternoon in Accra.
Inshallah.
Yes. Inshallah. Inshallah. Yeah.
So normally it's very intense, you know, the travels that we have as mashayikh and as people who are trying to serve the deen. It's not just a holiday or something. It's very intense. You have a day break and so a day of a break perhaps, and then the day before you travel. But mashallah, we enjoy it, and it's good to be intense and to work hard and to achieve as much as you can in a short span of time. Alhamdulillah. I think also one of the ideas that perhaps our brothers and sisters may be interested in is the motivational evening is a whole different concept. The idea is to lightly remind people and boost them regarding challenges that they would be facing currently in life. And it's a dinner setup where people are invited for the dinner, and we would talk to them, give them an opportunity for a light interaction where possible, because that is life-changing sometimes, where people might have been listening to you for years on end, and one day they get an opportunity to interact and perhaps share some small thing about themselves that could actually change so much. So alhamdulillah, that's the idea of motivational evening. We have them in London and a few other places. And it's more for motivation. Even if someone is not so practicing, they should feel welcome in a way that would only be of positive growth for them, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Okay, we've arrived at the hotel.
Yes.
And inshallah, we'll continue later.
Alhamdulillah. Barakallah khair.